You're listening to SBS News.
A wind turbine located near Cadeli, South Wales, is entirely owned by customers like Richard Carr.
The turbine is now completed. It's generating energy.
You have a chunk of this.
That's right.
It's your turbine.
I have a small chunk of that turbine. I put up just under £1,000. It'll take about 100 and something pounds off my energy bill a year.
Experts say community energy could become part of a wider consumption movement, explains Sarah Merrick, the founder and CEO of Ripple Energy.
I think the time has come that, you know, we don't need our energy assets to be owned by large companies. They'll always be a part of the mix, but I think consumers can increasingly be at the table as well.
But some feel the government could do more when it comes to supporting community energy. One of those is Duncan Law from Community Energy England.
The reason that community energy has stalled is that the government, whilst saying that it's really important and that they really support it, have done nothing. They promised a plan in the net zero strategy and there was no plan.
Different properties are being assessed to see if they're solar panel friendly. But John Rawlins, a solar power expert from Bath and West Community Energy, says it's not always worthwhile to put the maximum number of panels up.
We have to, in some instances, limit the size of the installation we can put on the roof because whilst we benefit from the economies of scale in installing on at that site, any excess generation spills into the grid for which we get very little return. If we were able to sell that electricity locally at more of a market rate, then we would be able to use buildings which had very large roofs.
But there are plenty of places where the technology could be used. Kira Coward-Dell from Repowering London wants more solar panels to be placed in communities.
Everyone who can should be looking into getting involved with community energy schemes locally. There are so many sites, so many housing sites, so many local authority buildings that are perfect for us to install solar on.
In the Brecon Beacons, a stream is generating power for customers. Steve Sharp from Langatok Green Valleys Hydro explains how it works.
The water comes in through these two smaller pipes, which generates electricity through the turbine.
Energy customer Maggie Reid says there should be more of a mix of big providers and community initiatives. She believes the UK government isn't doing enough to support such initiatives.
There aren't any incentives to do it. I think they're tending to go for big schemes and big providers, but it just feels a waste, really. You should be looking for a mix.
That story by Associated Press. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.